Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com. Hopefully everybody's doing well. I think it's been a while since I've done just a sister sharing audio or just some thoughts and stuff. But Brother Tupos and I do an edifying audio every night. Well, so far it's been every night. We try to anyway. And so there's good stuff on there too. Good edification and love to share with you. But anyway, today I was just making some notes and thought I would share something on choices because a couple things lined up and I thought, oh, it might be something nice to talk to my sisters about. So this morning, Brother Tupos had a little flyer and he was looking at it for like events coming up. We're always looking to see what might be coming up where we might be able to preach the gospel and lift up Christ. And he said, 50 flavors of brats. I don't know if they had a brat fest down in the state capital area. I think it was last weekend or whatever. But anyway, he said 50 flavors of brats. And I was like, wow, what kind of flavors could they be doing? 50 flavors of brats. That's insane. That's mind boggling to me. And I was like, all those choices. How would you even know which one to pick? And for those of you who don't know what a brat is, that's short for bratwurst. It's a German kind of sausage, something or other made with pork. And they're pretty tasty, but we don't even eat that stuff anymore. But that's beside the point. You can if you want. It's not sinful. We just choose not to. But anyway, it also made me think when we were traveling, I don't know, it was within the past couple days, I can't remember. In a gas station, there was a little girl, maybe 5 or 6, and I'm guessing maybe her mom and her grandma, just based on their looks. They were like, do you want one of these or this one? They got this and strawberry and they got apple and they got this and they got that. So she's standing in front of the cooler by the drinks. And the mom and the grandma, if that's who they were like, well, this and that and this and that. And I was looking at the little girl and I was like, wow, all these choices that go on. And after Brother Tupos said that today and I thought about the little girl, I was like pondering all the choices we have today, you know, lust of the eyes and the flesh and all this other stuff. And if I keep it on food right now, because we're tight as two keepers, we have to deal with food for right now anyway. We'll move to the spiritual in a minute. But I was thinking about Adam and Eve in the garden, how God made the garden and everything in it. And they would have the choices to eat off all that, which there probably were plenty. But those were all good ones, and there was one bad one. And now today, when you look at it, looking at food here, it's like really weird to find anything that's natural, like it had been grown in a garden. You know, you got to pay extra money just for something that was naturally grown or made. And it's like well known to have all this processed and fast food and pre-made and all this other stuff. It's backwards. And I was thinking about that, you know, in the spiritual realm too, how there's all kinds of bad choices and one good choice. So if we look at the food, there's all kinds of bad ones. Well, they're not all bad, but you know what I'm saying in comparison to being naturally grown. And very few natural choices are good ones. And with the spiritual, when we look at that, when it comes to faith and truth, it's just filled with all kinds of bad ones. And how many good ones are there? Just one, the truth of God's word. And it kind of made me think of this. You probably know where I'm going. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call good evil. I'm sorry. Let me do it again. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And we see that so many different ways today, don't we, sisters? And let's just kind of go with the bad foods because we could be here all day if I went into every different one. Like, well, I guess maybe not just food. I could just pick a few of them. Bad foods, evil entertainment and events, wicked clothing, foul language, and false faith. Those are just a few. And now that's the norm. That's what society would call good. But according to God's word, it's all bad. They call it good. And any of us who do opposite, that would be us saints. Like if we eat the simple foods God created and we don't participate in all the worldly events and we dress the way God dressed us and our speech is good and it points to Christ, you know, hey, we're supposed to be seasoning our speech with salt. So we're salty sisters, soldier saints. And our faith is based on Christ and the gospel. So the world calls its evilness good And then it calls God's goodness evil. So we're the bad guys, they're the good guys, even though they're so-called good guys doing all the bad things, and we're the bad ones doing the good things. It can be kind of confusing. But anyway, we see in verse 21, it says, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." So it's pretty simple to see the opposite and how Satan twists everything on there. So I kind of want to go back to the choices because I can kind of ramble on here. I was thinking about how when I grew up, I was never really given any choices. We were pretty poor, and so my life was like really simple and uncomplicated. And I pretty much stayed that way for the most part. And I've never really been one for a lot of choices. You can ask Brother Two Post that. And it kind of makes me think of the simplicity in Christ. So we just talked about all the upside down and backwards things, all the choices and all the complications and things. And I was thinking about 2 Corinthians 11:3. "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And I want to say this. I know that the Greek meaning of simplicity in that verse isn't quite the same meaning where I'm going. But I'm going to take the English version of simplicity, which means simple or easy to understand and do. So simple is like easy, understood easily. Easy to do something. And so when I read that scripture, before I even started looking in the Greek and Hebrew, when I was first born again, that's what I thought of, is how simple God's word is. Once you understand what the gospel is, I was like, God's word says what it says. It's not complicated or confusing. It's like, and I'm talking about the New Testament, because the Old Testament did kind of confuse me. But what I meant was, in the New Testament, would I read it? It's like sin is called sin, and it tells you what the sins are. And good things are good. It tells you the good things. And so don't do the sin. Do what's good. I mean, it's pretty black and white. Not a whole lot of choices. And I don't know. I guess I was thinking it was pretty simple in my life that I knew was so wicked and sinful at the time. And I was trying to shed all that for Christ. It was pretty easy to go to the scriptures and go, what's going on in my life? And look at the scriptures and go, should I be doing that or not? And testing all things to it. And the only time that it got confusing and lots of choices and complicated was if I heard the false teacher say something, or there was a time when I started reading some books, so-called Christian books, and they didn't really confuse me much. As well, let me just say this. I would read it and I'd be like, well, that's confusing because that's not what God's word says. And I would throw the book out. And that's the only time I ever got like confused or thought, wow, there's a lot of choices, because the false teachers are the ones that put out all the choices there. They're like, well, maybe it means this or that, or how about this concept, or maybe it could say that, when those are all confusion. And we know God's not the author of confusion. He says what he says. He means what he means. And his word is basically black and white for the most part in every aspect. Yeah, there are some gray areas, but not very many. And so let's look at choices now. When it comes to God's word, we have two choices. We can obey or we can disobey. I'm just kind of keeping it really simple and uncomplicated here. It's not hard. And I was kind of thinking, like, when I was growing up, I had two choices. I could obey my parents, or I could disobey. There was no in-betweens like you see today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to spank you when I get to 5. Or I'm going to put you in the corner. Or maybe I'll give you a timeout. Or maybe I'll set you over here. Or maybe I'll take this away from you. You know what I'm saying? It was like, when I was growing up, it was obey or discipline immediately. That was it. There was no other choices. And we weren't rewarded for good behavior. It was like just expected. You know, like today when we read in the scriptures, it's our reasonable service to do what we do for the Lord. But I was thinking about today, we have those same choices, like a child, obey or disobey, and be disciplined if you don't obey. Today, we can obey the Lord, or we can disobey, and we're going to face the ramifications of it. But you know, today we do have a reward if we obey. We get one in heaven if we endure unto the end. Well, and our reward is heaven to be with him. But we get a reward here too, today, if we obey. And that is, we get the power of Christ and the strength of Him to help us make these good choices, to help us overcome the flesh, to help us walk in holiness and righteousness and do our good works with zealousness unto Him. And so, I don't know. Anyway, hopefully all that made sense. All these choices today, I think it's like a distraction of Satan to confuse people, to confound them. I mean, and I'm talking in everything when it comes to all the lusts of the flesh. And I was just kind of using one reference here with food for the most part, and then the spiritual realm. But there's so many more out there. Yeah, let's just keep it simple. I love the black and white simplicity of God's word and Christ and the gospel. Yeah, we're not going to get confused on any of that. So anyway, I'm going to leave us with this, and you sisters probably know where I'm going on this. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love that. Sounds like a simple choice to me. Pick that one, sisters. Pick that one. And I'll help you. Well, the best I can anyway. All right. Love you, sisters. I'll let you go now. May God be praised.